On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Denali National Park Improvement Act. The bill, once it's signed by President Obama, will do three things. It allows the permitting and construction of a micro-hydroelectric generator, permits a natural gas pipeline to be buried along the utility corridor of the park's highway inside the park, and changes the name of the Talkeetna Ranger Station. The bill had strong bipartisan support and could be signed into law within the next week. Congressman Don Young is strongly in favor of the legislation and describes what he sees as the benefits.
Well, I think it'll help the park. It gives us provides us with a cheaper form of energy. It's more or less polluting. I think that's good. It uses an existing right-of-way, which is good. So overall, I think it is like an improvement act.
Senator Lisa Murkowski sponsored the bill in the Senate and says that the micro-hydro project is a step toward cheaper, more sustainable energy within the national park by reducing the use of diesel fuel.
So you've got a situation there where you're able to get off diesel power generation, get on to hydro, a clean, renewable energy source. It absolutely makes sense to develop this small hydro project that will substantially reduce the reliance on the existing diesel fuel.
Congressman Young and Senator Murkowski say that the renaming of the Talkeetna Ranger Station in honor of Walter Harper is an important way to recognize Alaska's history by honoring the first man to summit Denali. Maureen McLaughlin, spokeswoman for the Talkeetna Ranger Station, says that while the staff there did not request the change, they're happy to honor Walter Harper with the new station name. In addition to the legislation that passed, Senator Murkowski sponsored a bill in the Senate to officially rename Mount McKinley. If passed, the bill would make it so that Denali is the official name of the 20,237-foot-high peak. Senator Murkowski says that while the bill is not complex, it does get resistance from senators and representatives from Ohio, the birth state of President McKinley.
And I have suggested to my friends and colleagues from Ohio that they can call the mountain whatever it is that they want to, but we would like, as Alaskans, we would like to ensure that it has its native place name, that being Denali, and we would like that recognized.
Congressman Young has served in the House of Representatives for 40 years and has been part of the debate to rename the mountain in the past. He says there is less likelihood of strong opposition to the name change now than in years past.
It'll always be Mount McKinley to most people in lower 48. We know a lot of Alaskans just call it the Denali National Park, Denali Peak. The main reason that was because of, McKinley himself, President McKinley, when he came to Alaska, and Ralph Regula, bless his heart, used to be a congressman, and he was on appropriations, and any time we'd try to do it, he was pretty much able to stop that. I don't think that's going to occur again.
The proposal to officially rename Mount McKinley to Denali has passed the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, and Senator Murkowski says she hopes to have it presented to the full Senate as part of a legislative package. With Syria, the debt ceiling, and funding for the government taking up a great deal of time, it may be a while before Senator Murkowski, along with many other Alaskans, gets her wish. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.